10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
What is up, Rotatoes? It's me, Jasper William Cartwright, and I'm here to introduce part 2 of episode 3 of Arc 5. What an amazing arc. I'm so glad that you guys have been able to listen to it, and I hope that you're enjoying it. If you are enjoying it, please consider leaving us a review or subscribing in whatever podcasting app you're using so that you get notified as soon as a new episode drops. Ha! And if you are so inclined and you would like to find out about the latest Rotating Heroes stuff that is going on, why don't you check out our Discord or in fact our Patreon, which is where you will get all the latest episodes. We have just wrapped on Arc 10. Arc 10 is fully out right now, including all of the Arc Barks. And I will be dropping later today, so by the time you're listening to this, it'll probably be out already, the artwork for Arc 11 with some little teasers in there. So excited for you all to hear and check that out. Not to mention, you will also get episodes in their full form and with no ad breaks, because you'll probably hear an ad on this episode at some point. So if you don't want that, then join up to the Patreon. You can do it right now. Right, with that out of the way, take it away, past Zach.
Action. And they begin to chase after you guys.
Can I make a survival check to see if there are any natural overhangs or big logs or other things like that? Like, what's our, like, in the nearby woodland, like, what's our natural environment?
This is, like, an area that almost feels, like, slightly more jungly. It's just, like, kind of gotten humid and weird here. But sprinting away from this area, it's getting less so jungly. There is the sort of layer of a dead tree kind of situation. But, yeah, you're getting into more, like, the forest as you knew it now, away from this sort of jungly area.
I'm going to yell at just us here and say, I'm going to try to pull a trick and see if this can work. I'm going to go, follow me, and I'm going to run in the direction of the first big log or like those mangrove roots or just something that will give us just even one round of total cover. And I'm going to use for the first time my cantrip mold earth. And I'm just going to have us jump over the root and I'm going to whisper to the ground, please hide us. And summon just the dirt and foliage and rot to like cover us and make us look like total natural terrain, and we're all just buried under a couple feet of earth.
Oh, it's, my God. You are talking dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, this dirt, it's like, you know, like when dirty. Like kind of like a hillside slips out, yeah. Like you get behind this, you say that, and it just like covers you.
Oh. Great, magnificent.
I will, spa Harlan, day.
Harlan's got a little more. Harlan's got a little more energy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my shoes are dirty.
I was gonna say, like, I just think they can't see you at all if you're here. Ah! So ooh. You hear them like,
mine, ours. Ah, shit.
They remind me of like fire. People waiting at a restaurant.
Fire.
Yeah.
The food's not coming out, and they start wandering back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Take your seat, sir.
You have escaped these stretches.
Hi-ya.
I think you guys waited out for a little bit. Wait for the, like, you hear them running by and, like, hear branches kind of crackling overhead. But eventually, you don't hear anything. And not even in your mind, not even outside of that. It seems like it's gone.
I think I'll cast the cantrip again and just create like a little bubble, almost like a little dirt, like packed earth igloo almost. Just make a little pocket of air as we're all kind of buried and like use the cantrip to kind of clean mostly like the dirt and rubble off of the papoose or like get the baby clear to be able to breathe and not be covered in like earth and foliage and stuff like that. And I'm going to look over at my companions. Those things are awful.
Good.
How long should we wait?
We are incredible.
I must say, you seem different. You
Stop
seem,
it.
I mean, you look younger a
no,
little bit.
No. You kids.
What? I feel like we don't fully understand these tools that we're working with. Is there any way we can, like, test them out somewhere?
We can. I think. Here. And I'm going to sort of throw the stick on the ground in front of me and say, would you put your things on the ground here?
Yeah.
I've seen all of them in the carvings on the wall. And I'll look at Miko and ask if Miko wants to put the chain shirt in front of me as well.
Miko just sort of like shakes it off. He's like, I want that back.
I'm going to start to ritual cast the identify spell.
Awesome.
Which is something we need to be able to do anyway, because we have to wait it out. I'm like, we should be as still as possible. Those stretches won't, you know, it's better for us to wait a nice long time, and I think this will take a while. And I'm going to start ritual casting identify, which I think is just me going like, just like smelling the objects and like rolling them around in the dirt and like looking at them from different angles.
Yeah, Miko's like, okay, I could have done that. not fully understanding it. Dumbest awakened wolf there is. but yeah, you start sniffing around, and what you find, you kind of understand to a degree what this stuff has done.
Yeah.
The boots are boots of spider climb.
Awesome.
The shirt is just a mithril shirt, so it's, you know, plus one to AC shirt that he's able to wear for whatever reason. You have with you the wand of binding. And so this wand has 7 charges for the following properties. It gains 1d6 plus 1 expended charges daily at dawn. If you expend the wand's last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the wand crumbles into ash and is destroyed. You have the following spells with the DC 17 spell save. Hold monster, which is 5 charges. That's what you use effectively today.
So that wipes the wand out. Yeah.
So, well, that it's 7 charges. So hold monster was 5 charges.
So this thing is down to 2 charges.
Right now it has 2 charges. And then hold person is 2 charges.
Okay.
So that's oddly smaller. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Okay. And it has those 2 abilities. Gotcha.
And then also assisted escape. So while holding the wand, you can use your reaction to expend 1 charge and gain advantage on a saving throw you make to avoid being paralyzed or restrained. Or you can expend 1 charge and gain advantage on any check you make to escape a grapple.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think Gray gets self-conscious because she's like, really spending a lot of time investigating her own wand. It's like I promise this is that there's actually a lot going on here. This is not a weird focus on myself.
I get it. You see in the corner, Miko's sniffing a rock just as hard.
Do you think you're doing?
We're doing the exact same thing.
Okay, good. And in a way we are, and that's actually okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
In a way we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're saying the same thing. So that is the wand. So moving on to this dagger, as you're trying to identify this, like sniffing at it, and you're kind of like picturing these sort of howls on the wall. You remember seeing it, someone wielding it, and it did seem like maybe there was a component of like, it's not a thing that a wolf would necessarily get confused by. But would be confusing to a person that it's like a sacrificial dagger.
Cool.
But it's more that it's a dagger of sacrifice.
Gotcha.
That lets you misty step as a bonus action, but you do take damage every single time you do it. As far as more to it than that, you do notice that it seems to be made of like this cold iron.
Okay. Got you. It made a cold iron.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make an arcana check to see if cold iron would have any significance to me other than like, because obviously as a wolf it doesn't.
Yeah.
But maybe if they're,
Brennan knows what that is.
I know what that is, but maybe I'll make an Arcana check for, for Gray to see if she knows anything about that. Nat 20.
Okay.
Miko.
Miko.
This is a little confusing. This one's going to be a little confusing just because, like, Gray. I think Gray would, in sniffing those howls, would see that this object was used maybe at this temple where there were other. There's sort of this like small elf-like kind of gnomish almost looking species. They had to deal with more wild and like sort of like this area of the world was a bit more of a soft spot.
Yeah.
And there are maybe more demons around here, maybe more fey presences around here. But that also is like a fey is sort of a wide net with a kind of a lot of perspectives in it, but you would know that something kind of similar to the dog you saw initially that could teleport would be harmed by this.
Okay.
You know, that's not necessarily a creature that is so formidable to you, but like, you know that there are certain things, and maybe, you know, maybe on a nat 20, maybe the guy, Oscar himself.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's what you would get on a nat 20. It's hard to imagine like what this wolf would even begin to understand, but I think like, yeah, with your divination, you see like hints of possible futures.
And I think the last thing I'll ask as part of that identifying, this is going to take me like 40 minutes. Gray is like, this is like her version of the Gandalf scene where he's like looking at the three passageways. It's like really her like closing her eyes, thinking a lot about these objects. Do any of them have attunement or requirements to them? Like, in other words, it seems like Miko's armor could kind of be worn by anybody.
Yes.
But are the boots or the dagger or the wand require attunement, meaning we can't really swap them out easily?
The wand is attuned to you.
Okay.
After sniffing it initially and trying to use it initially, you sort of attuned to it.
Cool.
The shirt could be worn by anyone. I think the boots could be worn by anyone.
Gotcha.
I believe the dagger is now attuned to you.
Okay. Understood.
So just out of fairness, I'm keeping the shoes.
Yeah.
Miko's like, give me your shoes.
Yeah, get a whole outfit, Miko. Give me a break.
Head to toe. Head to paw. As you are sniffing out this stuff, you feel like a little, like, hitting against the dirt in front of you. Just this little smacking.
I'm going to cast True Strike on whatever that is and be ready to.
It's like not doing a great job of whatever it is it's doing. And you eventually, as you guys all get ready for whatever is happening.
Could I hide?
Yeah, you can hide. Make a stealth check.
Mm-hmm. Get a stealth check. Mm-hmm. 15.
Cool. Yeah, you're able to like kind of slink back into the shadows behind you as this like pff, 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 continues. Eventually, one peck kind of breaks through the dirt that you formed in front of you. And you see a little bill push its way through, like kind of like just like yelling, kind of honking in there, and just like scooping it out of the way. And then suddenly there's a whole swan-ass neck.
I'm going to make a grapple. I have True Strike. Make a grapple.
It is actually going to use a reaction.
Magic swan?
It is going to use its reaction. You see the swan look at you, its eyes glow. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, shit. Okay. Here we go.
Oui.
It's a natural 2.
Okay. So as it like looks at you with these like kind of glowing eyes, you go to try to grapple it, and you just feel in your body that's not what happens. That's not gonna be what happens. And so you can choose a different target, or you can choose to not do that at all.
I back down from this magic swan.
Yeah, you see a swan really ineffectually just like continue to like move the dirt out of the way and move like it's get its wings all dirty and move all the dirt out of the way. It's like, can you speak? Nods, but like is like motioning for you to follow it.
I'm going to quickly gather up this stick and hold it in my jaws and put my head under the loop of the basket or under the little, you know, papoose. And I'm going to look and say, we should follow this bird. Miko, the shirt is good. You should wear the shirt. It will protect you from some harm. And the shoes you should wear as well. They are...
I think this rock is magic as well, so maybe you should hold it.
Well,
stop licking it.
He's like a well-worn spot in this rock.
I'm going to look at you, Tuffy, and say, the boots are good. They are a simple, helpful gift.
You're talking about the paw pouches?
The paw pouches, yes. The paw pouches are good. The paw pouches make everything ground. The trees are ground. You don't need to have your back to the sky to be able to tread on something.
Wow.
And I'm going to look at you and say, and actually I'm going to wait until we start following the swan, and I'm going to lean over to Harland and say, you and I were meant for these gifts. They are matched to us. I'm going to say, I should hold the pup from now on. This wand, in addition to having its trick that it plays on other creatures, it can help me avoid being captured or bound. No. And if I am the one carrying the pup, then it is possible I may avoid some uncertain fate that is yet to befall us. Your knife, you know it. Your gift is a little bit more cruel. It allows you to walk sideways in the way that pelt man did, and to appear in places that you should not be able to appear. It has one other connection to the pelt man as well. Creatures like him and his dog, it can hurt them. There are beings of the forest, but not like us. Not beings of the natural forest, beings of the magical forest. That knife was made to ward against them and to harm them gravely, if need be. You should hold on to that, Harland. It is yours and meant for you.
Now, I don't want to butt in here. We're following this duck?
What? Quack, quack.
I think so.
You see a swan... I just literally doing the come over here motion, walking up a river. Like,
he kind of just barged in. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that this is a good thing. Can I do my divine
sense? Let me look at the language of divine sense again. So the divine sense, the presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor, and powerful good rings like heavenly music to your ears. You open yourself up, Tuffy, and it's a weird smell. Very strange smell. It doesn't smell like the average bird you've seen. But you also don't, as Gray mentions the idea of this sort of magical forest as opposed to a regular forest, that kind of feels correct. But again, this doesn't quite connect with this power you have, I think. As this powerful smell, like this like new like kind of ability to smell like beyond what is actually just a smell like a deeper layer of magic comes to you, it feels like it does remind you, like you are reminded of this magical forest you're speaking of. Whether that is, this ability is so associated with like whether something is extremely good or extremely bad, you're not really getting either of those from here.
Well, that's good.
You feel a good intention coming from this creature, specifically for the baby as well.
Here, listen, kids. Gray, you were meant for magic. Tuffy, you were meant for goodness. And we should follow those whatever those qualities within you say, I will follow.
Same.
Let's get duck stepping.
It just sort of like slaps its feet into like, it's like this sort of shallow river you're following. Like, it's like, you know, more of a creek, I guess. Like, you know, you could, if you were a person, and especially as a wolf, you can just like kind of wade through it easily. This like papoose thing that you found feels waterproof and is like kind of floating, like could float on the top if you so chose. But it's walkable, and it's walking kind of uphill along this path.
As we follow this swan up this strange, it's a swan, right?
It's a swan, yeah. Yes.
As we follow this swan up this strange path,
like aristocrats,
I'm gonna fall in behind Harland, and I don't think Gray reacted in the moment when Harland said you were meant for magic, but she comes in and nuzzles and just like puts her nose into like the thickest fur around Harlan's shoulder and nuzzles him. And I think takes a deep breath in and smells something on Harland that makes her think similarly of this, like, oh, you smell like me. And looks over at Tuffy and looks back at Harland and goes into her own head a little bit as she thinks thoughts that maybe other wolves have never had the chance to think before.
Wow. Denny.
Debbie Deb.
As you all follow the swan up this watery trail, you eventually hit a point that's maybe the source of this creek itself. You're so far away from that demonic energy you were feeling before, and the forest becomes natural and becomes kind of strange and still. But you hit this point, it's sort of like this hillside with a crack in it. And looking at it, it's like if a rock got cracked in the center of it, and the stream is sort of spilling out of that. But that's sort of at the base of it. It looks like you're looking at like a top-down view, though, when you look at this, of a lake that's just fully covered in algae. So there's like, it's like kind of has this like vibrant green that's like almost like has that powdery quality to it with little lily pads in it. But it's, you know, vertical, and water seems to be spilling out of this. The swan just kind of waddles all the way up to it and is like, wah, wah, wah. And then just dips its head in and does like a kind of a flip. You see its little swan butt flip into the air, and it flips through the surface of water and disappears.
I'm going to smile. And I think I'll actually, with the papoose not wanting the baby to get wet, I will use another cantrip for the first time, and I'll use shape water.
Cool. As Gray casts shape water, and as you step through it, you see the water just kind of, you know, respect the area around the child, and you're able to float through.
Thank you for keeping the pup safe. And I'll thank the water as we go through.
Miko sprints through and doesn't know the idea of cannonball, but invokes cannonball.
Harland goes through.
And Tuffy brings up the rear. Tries to cover his shoes to not get them wet.
You are Tuffy. I don't know with what you would possibly. You have two big Lees on your shoes as you go through that immediately come off. As you go through the surface, you feel like kind of gravity shift, and you pop up dead center of a lake that is very clear in this little glade. You look around, and the trees look similar to the trees that you were just in, but it feels very still here. Like, you still hear like wind, but you're not really hearing birds. It feels like a sanctuary of sorts. You look around, and as you swim out of this lake, presumably, you see the swan was like watching you, just kind of floating around, and then the swan waddles over to the side and like kind of shakes its feathers off, you know, like trying to get the water off, but continues to shake its little body, and then shake until all the feathers start to come off. And then shaking in place, you see what looks to be like a grandmother with long silvery hair shaking out her hair. And she's like, dang it. Woo. Huh. How y'all doing? God damn it. I hate them demon monkeys. I saw y'all were dealing with them.
Harlan just spit.
Come on, boy. Hop on up. Happy puppy. And just like a slap, gives you like a slap pet, like, hold on, 1 second. And she, you see her just kind of like, goddamn my back, fuck. just kind of like trying to straighten up. Like she's like, you know, like she was in a little swan and now she's like stretching it out. You see, there's this one big tree like right by the lake, and she just sort of walks around the back of it. And then keeping pace, it's like she never stopped, walks out the other side, holding a tray of tea, and puts it on a little stump. And she's like, come on now, wolves. Don't make an old lady drink tea by herself. Come on now.
Did she, you know, say what, drink pee?
Drink tea. You guys are okay. You guys are smart ones. And looks around. It's like, y'all know what tea is, though?
I'm going to look and get nervous because I'm like, tea?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
Okay.
I don't know what that
is. Tea's like leaf water.
Oh.
But it's
had
like
tea.
Interesting.
We've had tea before? There's a lake near us, and it's full of tea.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, but I guess hot, usually. It's usually hot.
Huh.
But it's been a while since I had anybody to hang out with and talk to. How's this little one? Ain't she cute as she can be? Go, and it's like, is it okay? Y'all done a good job here, but I just wanted to, she's cute.
I'm going to look over at Tuffy, who has that divine sense that I know of. I'm going to look at this druid that mm-hmm. I think Gray immediately really likes. And I'm going to ask for help from Tuffy, like peering at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to make an insight check as I just go, an elf man, a druid elf man, asked us to get this baby to safety. Are you going to help us get the pup to safety? And I'd like to make an insight check with advantage, and I would like to use my last portent for the day to give this witch woman a 3 if she's okay. Opposing it with a deception roll.
Copy that.
That's going to be a 9 on an insight check, but she does roll a 3 if she's rolling deception.
You have when you do this, mm-hmm. your burgeoning divination skills coming in hand here. You see this woman look at you very clearly in the eye and know exactly what you're doing. And you can tell that she has the ability to ignore this completely, but she lets it go through. She's like, I see you see the threads of fate as well. And says,
hop, 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 hop.
She lets you see that the truth. Mm-hmm. And that truth is she is here to protect.
I
pull my snout out of the base of her back that she was complaining about.
Get out of my butt.
And say, she seems good.
Listen, I guess I should introduce myself. You can call me, just call me Mama Swan. I look out for the mamas and the little ones here in the forest, and I protect them, so rest easy. Rest up tonight before you have your big old day tomorrow.
I scoop my head out of the loop of the papoose and just sniff around Mama Swan.
Yep, get a good smell. Get that good smell Marley in there.
Wraps up the tea.
Oh, yeah. It's good, right?
Can I call you like Swanita? You like
Swanita? No.
Okay. Point taken.
I like being reminded that Zach is from Alabama.
She's like, she just, let's see. She's like, okay, well, you know, just, you can all make yourselves at home here. One thing, keep that thing away from me. And she points to the dagger in your mouth. She points to the dagger in your mouth. And she's
Harland
like,
is almost asleep.
Now you, but, oh. Yeah, you see that there's these like green piles of mossy, like basically mattresses on the ground next to this lake. There's like, yeah, and looking around in general, there's like this little stream that's popping up. Like it looks like almost like a little drinking fountain. There's all these fish, like big salmon in this shallow water that look like, yeah, you could get those. You could get those. It is. Yeah, there's like a perfect little beam of like kind of diffused sunlight on you. So it's like warm, but not too warm. This is a very comfortable place.
Yeah. He's like,
hey, hey. Okay, now.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
But it just to be clear, I don't want that piece of coat iron near me. Get that shit out of here. I hate it. oh, he's sleeping. Harlan's running in place in his dream. Mm-hmm. Dream on, little boy. she's like, well, you guys have a big morning?
Yeah. It's been the biggest days. The past 2 days have been the biggest days in our life. We slept last night in a stone, a built hill, something that they put together with their hands. And the pup, she's tied into the fate of the forest. And a pelt man is hunting her and hunting us because we agreed to protect her.
Pelt poofer.
Yeah. The pelt poofer, I've seen it. She just kind of looks at the lake, kind of thinking about it for a second. He's like, well, I gotta be honest, I can see a lot of what happens out there. And, what I like to do is, what I've been sworn to do, I guess, is, yeah, protect the mamas and the little ones that come nearby. And so when I saw y'all damn with them damn demon monkeys, I was like, well, I gotta make my way there. I was a little slow, sorry about that. But, you know, you're safe in here. But, yeah, I guess just rest up, because tomorrow's gonna be a big one. And she's sort of looking at the lake, like, unsure of how to... Seems like she's unsure of what to say.
I'm going to look at her and say, do we do it?
What do you mean by that?
I'm still learning how to look and see things that are going to happen.
But she gets a brush out, starts like kind of brushing her hair.
But do we get the pup to Fort Cutler to where safety is?
She kind of like puts the brush down, like fingers through her hair, pulling out certain strands of it, and kind of like, it's almost like someone looking for split ends, but like fraying them and looking at it. She's like, I've seen a lot of versions of this, and I think most of them, pretty good percentage of them, yeah, y'all do it. But you know, it's just it's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily work out for everybody.
and looks at you all. So, you know, maybe consider staying here.
Staying here? But this isn't where the pup needs to go.
As you say that, Gray, you think about it and you can feel sort of tapped into, like, looking at her peel at the different strands of hair. It does feel very similar. Like, it is a different approach to a similar end goal of what you feel like you can do. You see that she can see things. And I think you would think that, yeah, it doesn't really make sense for the child to stay here. I'm just worried about y'all. But I don't know. Maybe just rest up and we'll talk about it in the morning.
Personally, I can't sleep after that kind of news. But this is pretty soft, Pete. And I appreciate everything you've done for us. We haven't felt this calm in a while, I can tell you that much.
What's your deal, Tuffy? What you trying to do? She kind of walks off with you. Looks to you, Gray. It's like, I'll be right back.
Well, Mama Swan, I I feel beholden to the pack. I've never really thought of anything outside of the pack before, and they're all really important to me and have made me who I am. And so I guess I just want to continue that and make sure that we continue to exist so that one day a young pup like the one that we're taking care of can experience the same joys of being part of a pack.
That's nice. I think that's a worthy reason for being. You know, it's not always easy to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
Can you get out of my butt?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, well, there's plenty of fish to catch. There's plenty of streams to drink from.
Would it be all right if I looked around?
Sure.
I think Gray is looking at Harlan sleeping, is going to ritual cast comprehend languages and detect magic. And is just going to try to learn. She just knows she's in a magical place and is not going to, like, I think she'll let herself go hungry to, like, take advantage of the opportunity here.
Cool.
And just try to learn as much as she can.
So I think you would, ritual casting that, you would see that this place is like, it's like a different, you are not on the same plane that you were on.
Mm-hmm.
You have left that into this sort of like pocket dimension. You're protected. Like, it's like basically like you're protected like in a hallow spell. Detect magic.
Yeah. Detect magic. Yeah.
You see that. There is this like little stump that's got like almost that same kind of green colored algae.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get close to it, she's like, hold on now. Wait. That's some. So, okay. Listen to me entirely before you go near that, because it is safety meeting. Everybody come here. Just for what it's worth. This stuff is not a toy, and it's serious. It's gonna, truth of the matter is I don't recommend it, not at all. And it is, something that'll change you entirely. You've all been changed, but this is like changing your body completely changed. You, I think with that detect magic would understand that this is sort of like a fountain of reincarnation.
Gotcha.
She's like, that's there, but I don't recommend it. It's a lot. In fact, it's there. I don't know. I'm not your mom. I'm kind of a mama, but I'm not your mom.
I say eating that.
Taking a lick of that Well, sort of like a...
Even just touching it?
It's like this like liquid in the stump. That's sort of like kind of hollowed out stump with like kind of a base in it. So it's just there. If you licked it up, you would definitely be entirely different. And then what else we got here? You look around. In the tree is sort of like the tiny hut smell. Like there's like a little house in there. But yeah, outside of that, like it does, it has this like, this whole place has this feeling of like a bomb shelter more so than like a place to really live. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go over after a little while. And I think I might go do some stealthy stuff. I'll tell you what I'm doing if you want. But
sure.
I'm going to go do some stealthy stuff. And then I'm going to go join Tuffy over on a thing to actually get some rest. Because I think I can tell that my stick needs to rest. And mm-hmm. I can tell that I need to rest to get back some of that feather fall stuff I was doing.
This is a little wacky. But I will ask this of you now, Tuffy. Just in case you would have if you wanted to. Do you have the staff?
Always.
She sees that staff you have and she's like, huh, you just been carrying around big old stick like that?
Except for when I have to go into doors.
Yeah. I'm sure that's complicated. That's pretty big. You mind if I see that for a second? I can just do something. I'll give you...
I'll trade you for a sniff.
All right. Feels insane. Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
She takes it, looking at it. Tell you what, I'll give you something else that's maybe better for you if you let me do something to this. She takes the staff in her hand and just sort of, it's a wooden staff, but she is able to collapse it on itself. It was like almost like a weird magic trick, like in a stage show, and collapses the wood till it's like almost not there anymore, and all that remains is sort of this sort of crystal at the top that was sort of like the bright green light you saw, and then sort of squeezes that down, and you see that she's like doing something with her hands, and then pulls out what appears to be prayer beads. She's going to put it around your neck, like a little collar.
Wow. This is much easier to get through doors. Thank you.
Yeah.
What have you done?
It just wasn't made for you, so I just kind of made it to be a little better suited for you.
Oh, my gosh. It feels good. I've kind of got like a new noise when I'm walking.
A little jingle dangle.
Thank you.
I'm going to come over with a salmon in my mouth and plop down on a bed of moss next to Tuffy and nudge. I have salmon in my mouth, or I've clearly eaten, but I'll throw one in front of you too. And nestle down and look like, well, I've like sniffed around at everything I can. I've like tried to understand as much about this place as I can. I have like the papoose nearby me and my little wand, and I'm just going to sort of nuzzle up next to Tuffy and look over at Harland sleeping, lose myself in thought for a second, looking at Harland's running in dreams.
I think Harland is sort of excited in sleep in a way that he is not normally.
Mm.
Like a
puppy. Yeah, you look at, I mean, Harland's has this sort of youthful energy about him as he's sleeping. There's an excitement to it. Gray, you lose yourself in thought, you said? Mm-hmm. As you do this, like, you begin to, like, almost meditate here. And you kind of see flashes of the world you stepped out of when you guys entered here, and moments in time. You see like a black and blue fletched arrow coming out of fur. You see clangs of swords and spears. You see sort of a like archway of a building that's very like a very specific design of hewn stone.
and you see the face of Oscar bloodied and mad. And then you see the lake in front of you.
Tomorrow's going to be a bad day.
At that, you see Mama Swan walk up and she's like, yeah, might be, but maybe not. Who knows? You only see things that are more likely, I think, but hey. If you don't feel like you can stay here, maybe just try to prove me wrong. She pats you on the head and walks off.
I'm gonna smile at Tuffy. It goes both ways. The tracks that you're following are also the tracks back from the way you came. It's not just seeing the future. You can also turn around and see the other way. And the things that are fated to happen tomorrow, they're happening today. And the things that happened yesterday were fated to happen in the days before that. This baby won't make it to Fort Cutler without us. And you and me wouldn't have made it anywhere without him. And I look over at Harland. I didn't know this before, or I didn't. Or maybe I knew it, but I didn't know that I knew it. But we come from him. He's the reason we're here. Anywhere.
Harland?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. He's my... You're my... What do you... See, yeah. My pa?
I don't think that's a thing that we ever had to understand before. It was just something that could be true. But now that we're like this, we can think about it. But we knew that Harland wasn't the alpha of the pack anymore. But you can follow the tracks backwards. They have to come from somewhere. Every track comes from another track before it. There's always a footprint behind the other. And if Harland was the leader of our pack long ago, then yeah, we're his.
I like that.
I like that too.
As you both make this realization, look at the sleeping Harlan in the sun nearby, baby Freya nearby, just getting some tummy time on the moss.
Gotta work out those muscles.
Well, in the episode there, wild. My God, it's like Star Wars. Hey, there's still time next episode. This week's episode of Rotating Heroes Podcast. We'll be back next week for an arc bark. Let's go around the horn and plugs and socials if you would like, starting with Mr. Matt Cordova.
We got Maddie Cordova on all the socials, and at some point in the future, look out for a Disney Plus original movie called Hollywood Star Girl. Ooh. I'll play your friendly bar regular.
Very exciting. Izzy.
Sorry.
Nice. Out.
I'm at is_ball on Instagram. How do you like that? And Sex Life College Girls HBO Match, episode 2, 7, 8, and 9, and 10.
Hey-o.
Thank
Hey-o.
You.
Hey-o.
Someone's crucial.
Woo.
Crush.
Woo.
Mr. Brennan Lee Mulligan.
At Brennan LM on Twitter, at Brennan Lee Mulligan on Instagram. You can find Dimension 20 on youtube.com/Dimension20 Show and on dropout.tv.
And I'm going to,
co-sign that. I'm at Zakuyama on all social media, and listen to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I hear it's fun.
Plugging the podcast on the podcast is strong.
The snake eating itself. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.
I hope that you've enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. This has been Arc 5 with Matt Cordova, Izzy Rowland, and Brennan Lee Mulligan with Zach Oyama as your Dungeon Master. As always, please, if you've enjoyed this episode, take 2 seconds to drop us a review and help new Rotators find the show. And if you're enjoying it and want more Rotating Heroes in your life, then make sure you check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod, or just in the description below you right there. We also have a Discord. There's loads of other ways that you can get involved with the show, so make sure you go check out all those links. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that you have a wonderful time.
Bye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.